Welcome back, Padres fans, to a special episode of Ring the Bell Podstock. Nick Kreider here with the three-time All-Star closer, Heath Bell. This is the All-Star episode. We've got the All-Star game coming up in Los Angeles in the Home Run Derby, of course. But we've got two Padres, Joe Musgrove and starting third baseman Manny Machado in the All-Star game. Manny Machado is actually the second player ever to represent a third baseman in the All-Star game for both AL and NL. He did it with Baltimore, and now he did it with the Padres. So congrats to Captain Manny over here. But Heath, would love to hear some stories. Would love to hear your takes. You went to three All-Star games. What cities were you in?
So first one, I was in St. Louis. And the next one, I was in Anaheim. And then the last one, I was in Arizona with an infamous slide into the pitcher's mound.
So let's talk about your favorite out of the three. Which one was the most fun? Which stadium was the coolest, the best experience as a whole?
Best experience was, gosh, it's so hard because let me tell you a quick story. St. Louis, my first one. I'm like a deer in headlights. So it took me forever to get there. If you guys remember, the Padres were playing in San Francisco. Me and Adrian were going to, the Padres set us up to fly out the morning of. Adrian goes, hey, let's fly out the night before because there's a flight through Las Vegas to St. Louis. So I was like, okay, let's do that. So we did that. Well, our flight got delayed in Vegas. Now, the only way we're going to make it is if we go to Indianapolis. We were delayed like whatever. The flight got canceled to St. Louis. I forget why. So we went to Indianapolis. This is all through the night. And then there was no car rentals. I actually rented a van, a work van, and we drove for like, I don't know, was it 3 or 4 hours from Indianapolis to St. Louis just to make the All-Star game in the media.
It's ridiculous.
And, but it was cool. It was, you know, it's a cool experience, but here's the thing. I had a camera with me in St. Louis. It was so exciting, you know, took pictures with the family behind the scenes, this and that. St. Louis was very organized. And it was like, hey, if you pictures are over here, autographs are over here. Cause when you're an All-Star, you got autograph. There's a whole room full of, you probably have to autograph 500 balls, 1,000 balls, you know, like,
oh, it's exhausting.
25 or probably 150 bats but then you also have to autograph stuff for your teammates. But it's fun and experience. And like when Santana was there with the Mets and he was like, Heath, you're pitching awesome. You're a great closer. And I looked at him. I was like, you know who the hell I am? He goes, yeah. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, all these other big leaguers. Cause you know, I never thought I was an All-Star.
So you're saying Johan Santana recognized you.
Oh yeah. So Johan Santana was talking to me and I was like, man, you're the coolest. Like you're a great pitcher and you've been at the All-Star game. And I was just sitting there going, this is amazing because you got big league guys talking to me. Here's the thing. I was never an All-Star when I was a kid, little league, high school, college, minor leagues. My first All-Star ever, I was in the big leagues in 2009, where my son has been an All-Star for like 7 years in the minor leagues. And now he is an All-Star in high school and he's going off to college. And he's been an All-Star way more than I have, but I can say, well, my All-Stars really count. But it's one of those things. It was like, wow, I never thought I was that good. And because I always worked my butt off and never really gave myself any credit. Anyway, so in St. Louis, we did all this and it was, you know, I was taking pictures left and right and our batting practice thrower, because Adrian Gonzalez was in the Home Run Derby. Ray was there and we were just taking pictures left and right. And it was great. I ended up losing that game because Upton missed a ball in the outfield, but they didn't call it an error. Cause why would you call an error to an All-Star?
You were the losing pitcher of that game?
Oh yeah. So at least I'm down in the books is, you know, if you ever watch that game, they'll definitely promote my inning. Because I'm the one who gave up the run. But then in Anaheim, well, I grew up in Orange County. I was born in San Diego, but kind of grew up in Orange County because my dad was a Marine in El Toro before the military base shut down there.
My dad was also Marine, Semper Fi.
Yep. So Anaheim was a great. I was like, man, this is kind of like a dream come true, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, it turned into, you didn't know where like the team family photos, there wasn't any, they weren't very organized whatsoever in Anaheim, but I had more fun and experience with Anaheim because I think I pitched in like the sixth inning and I came in and got one guy out. Cause the manager told me, he's like, hey, you've already pitched in. We've got some guys. I might just bring you in for a batter. And I said, okay. So I got to pitch. And then I just sat there in the dugout for the last couple innings and I just enjoyed my time there.
Yeah.
Right. So the first in St. Louis was so great. It was like so fast that it was done. And you were like, I didn't realize I didn't have the experience. I didn't just take a breath. In Anaheim, I did. But the funny part in Anaheim, my story there was I really enjoyed myself. I had fun. But the time I came into pitch, I was running in from the bullpen, just like I did in Arizona and St. Louis. But it wasn't, the guy didn't follow us, so nobody really knew about it. Plus, I didn't slide. So the fans started going nuts. And I was like, dude, this is great. All my high school and college friends are here. They're just going nuts for me. That's right.
Awesome.
No, that wasn't true. They were pitch hitting for an angel was pitch hitting. And
so you thought the buzz was around you.
I thought
you,
the big thing, because they brought me in with two guys on and two outs.
Oh.
And apparently they were pitch hitting and they brought me in and I didn't know this. And as I'm running in, they were announcing him and I wasn't paying attention. And it was,
would you get him out?
Oh yeah.
Well, there you go. You shut him up.
I think it was a ground ball to second base.
You shut him up. I'm sure your family, your friends and everybody were still cheering for you.
You know, you don't hear it. It's like, ah, you're just hearing. And then it either gets really loud or it doesn't get, you know, it's the same roar. It's just a constant roar when you're on the field. And then in Arizona, you know, I planned the slide and everything like that. And I came in and got one guy.
So you planned that.
I planned that. So Arizona was a little bit better organized, where I was more of a veteran, like, okay, hey, I want to get pictures with my family. I want to do this. I want to do that. Where I was kind of a little bit more comfortable. And where in Anaheim, I tried to do that, but it wasn't as organized as St. Louis.
Right.
And St. Louis was kind of cool. Obama threw out the first pitch.
Oh, wow.
He actually said, go National League, because we hadn't won in a couple of years. I really hope you guys win. And then he goes out there in a White Sox jacket. And we're like, yeah, great job, buddy.
Did you get to meet him?
Oh, yeah. So here's another funny story about the president. So I get to meet, you know, all the players get to meet the U.S. president, Obama. Well, I actually have a picture. And I'll put it up on Twitter as an all-star, memory. So everybody got their uniforms on and stuff. Secret Service, we're waiting for him to come in. And I gave the camera, my camera, to Matt Cain that was right next to me with the picture with the Giants. And I said, dude, you got to take a picture with me because I'm going to like bear hug him. And he goes, what? He goes, they're going to jump you. Secret Service is going to jump you. And by the way, I have my baseball pants on and I have this shirt on. It's a green shirt that, in quotation marks with your fingers, says I'm kind of a big deal, and they're cut off sleeves. That's what I wore underneath the game. You know, I was always known for little funny t-shirts. The Secret Service came by and goes, and I went, hey, if I bear hug the president, are you guys going to jump me? And he starts laughing. He goes, no, that'll be funny. And I'm like, it'll actually be hilarious if you guys would, tackle me to the ground. And he just goes, well, we'll think about it. So anyway, it comes up, everybody's shaking his hand, you know, they're like, hey, nice to meet you, Mr. President. Nice to meet you. Right. Matt's right behind me. So I just go bear hug him. He doesn't take a picture yet because Obama reaches out his hand and I bear hug the guy and we get a kind of good chuckle out of it. And then I shake his hand and we took a picture, but I'm in the picture of I'm kind of a big deal.
Next and, to Obama,
my wife thinks I'm nuts.
Of the United States.
Oh yeah.
So you don't have a picture of the bear hug. It's just a picture.
No, because he goes, I didn't know what we were going to do.
Matt Cain blew it.
And I was like, what?
Thanks, Matt Cain.
And then after the Secret Service, the guy came by and goes, that was awesome. I've never seen anything like that. That was great. And I go, I'm kind of disappointed you guys didn't like tackle me to the ground. That would have been awesome. You know,
and that would have made every headline on ESPN.
Well, no, because there was no cameras in there.
Right.
But it would have been funny for me. It would have been funny for like us, you know, like if it got planned. And then he gave me, I guess the Secret Service have like a coin that they give to certain people once in a while. He gave me one. So I actually have a Secret Service coin, you know, it's like a Arnable remembrant coin or something that they give.
You ever seen Game of Thrones?
No.
Well,
unfortunately,
Arya gets a coin from this assassin. And he said, it's basically like, if you ever need help, give this coin to any man in whatever city that they're looking at, and like they'll help you. So like maybe that's the Secret Service coin. If you're ever in trouble, give this to a Secret Service.
Yeah, maybe I'll just if I'm ever in Washington and driving too fast, hey, got a coin. But it was like, so my first All-Star game was trains, planes, and automobile and meeting the president. But one of the coolest part I thought was to see the snipers on the field. I mean, on the field, up on the stadium, on the roof. That was kind of cool. I have pictures of all that stuff in St. Louis. But like I said, St. Louis, it just kind of was a blur. It went so quick. And then Anaheim was a little bit more relaxed. They were having, I don't think they do this anymore, but 3D started becoming more popular on TV. Mm-hmm. Kids nowadays probably don't even know what that is because everything's 4D and all that. But you started getting glasses, 3D glasses. And that game was supposed to be on 3D. So they gave us some glasses and I actually wore them watching the game in the dugout. Oh, and here's another story about Anaheim. So Will Ferrell. So Will Ferrell, it was right after right before he did that whole baseball. Well, he came out and threw like the first pitch.
Oh, you're talking about when he went to spring training with the Padres and the
Dodgers. No, but this was
before that. Like,
this was before that. I think this is what he got his kick or whatever, because he came out there and threw the first pitch and said some things, like let's play ball and all that. But that was right before, that was during the home run derby night. Well, my wife and son were sitting in the dugout and they made my wife and son get out of the dugout because Will Ferrell is going to come in there. And Will Ferrell came in and was there for like 2 seconds, she said, and then left, but nobody could be in that area. And so to this day, my wife was like, Will Ferrell's a dick. And he wears a lot of makeup. I will say that he wore a lot of makeup that day. It was very, very weird. But
very weird.
So that's my experience from Anaheim, kind of running into the game, thought they were cheering for me and it really wasn't. And then my wife saying she hates World Ferrell. So even.
You basically planned the slide because if you slid, then you would know that people were actually cheering for you.
Yeah, probably. But the funny part is I did the slide because the couple years that I was going, Major League Baseball was trying to bring baseball back, the All-Star game back from Milwaukee because the tie game players don't care anymore, this and that. And I'll explain after the slide why they think they don't care anymore. And I think some of them don't. But like Jeter was hurt, but he came back, and Dustin Pedroia was hurt and was coming back, and the Yankees and Red Sox were fighting back and forth the last couple of years during, in 9, 10, 11. So in 11, I was in Arizona. So I'm like, I made the All-Star team again. I was honored. And I was like, okay, I want to do some fun. And one of our pitchers, and he's actually pitching for Miami right now, Anthony Bass. He was on our team in the bullpen and I saw his jersey in a Bass and it sparked something. Cause I've got kids and watching Angels in the Outfield a couple weeks earlier, there's a guy, his last name is Bass. He was one of the starting pitchers, slid on the mound. Then he walked around the mound and got hit, got lit up, did all these weird, crazy antics. And I was like, I'm going to slide at the All-Star game. They're like, what? I'm like, yeah, I'm sliding in the mound. And they're like, you're crazy. I end up telling Pablo Sandoval, with the Giants. I knew he was going to be playing third. And I go, oh, dude, watch out, get everybody out of the way of the infielders because I'm going to slide in the mound when I come in the game. And he goes, oh, that'll be hilarious. So he's the only guy I told. And it's funny because I didn't even tell my wife or my family. And my wife actually thought I fell. So did my dad. He's like, did he fall out there? But so I'm running in. Before this. So Bochy gives a big inspirational speech and says, if we didn't have home field advantage, we would have not won the World Series. This means a whole lot, guys. So it came along. And so I was in my mind, I was like, I'm not going to do the slide because, I got to be serious. This right. means something. So as I'm running in, I sprinted in, didn't see the camera guy behind me. And I'm to this day, I wish I did because I would have prime time Deion Sanders, look back at him. But I just put my head down. I started running. I picked my head up as soon as I get to the dirt, like I normally do. And then Pablo at that time gets everybody away. And if you watch it on YouTube, I start slowing up on the dirt and then I speed up again because I slowed up on the dirt and I picked my head up and Sandoval is getting everybody out of the way. And I'm like, well, I got to do it now because, I told him I was going to do it. So I sped up, slid, took a chunk out of the grass, threw in my back pocket so I could take it home from my backyard. And Bochy gave me the ball and just went, shit, I got two freaks out there. Because at the time, Brian Wilson,
yep.
Freak, the bearded freak or whatever his name was. And ended up getting a guy out. And Wilson actually was mad at me because I took his thunder away.
Oh, come on.
Because here's the thing. Brian Wilson, he was a great pitcher, but he had this image that he thought, I think it would last after baseball, this and that. And it's just, his image is nothing, you know, like I was just trying to be real, where Brian wasn't that until he started doing well. And then all of a sudden he became this, he grew out a beard and became the freak or whatever. And
yeah,
I was just always a big kid. And as you, my wife will tell, I probably still am, but you know, let me get back to, you know, why some fans don't think players are totally into it. And I was during my All-Star experience was like the best ever, you know, cause I never dreamed of being I always dreamed of becoming a Major League Baseball player, but never dreamed of being an All-Star. And so when I was, and then I got to be, then other All-Stars knew who I was like, wow, this is so cool. And then to be honored to be there 3 years in a row, going there 3 years, I actually got snubbed twice. So I could have been a 5-time All-Star, but I still have to live with that, but that's fine.
I remember those snubs. Those were tough. You were like in the final vote, right?
Yep. And then here's the other part is, and the funny part, I was the second, at the time of the All-Star, before that leading up that last week, I was leading the league in saves, and then I was in second. It's like, huh? But somebody gets snubbed every year. It happens. It's stupid. And let me talk about that really quick. Well, in a minute. So anyway, so some players that start, you know, some of the position players or the starter, they pitch their inning, and a lot of times they're on their private jet or they're leaving in the fifth or sixth inning.
Why? What's the point? A couple hours early?
Well, here's the thing. There's huge traffic to get out of there. If you live in that city, you kind of want to go home. You don't want to stick around. And then you have to wait an hour or two after everybody has to leave.
Yeah, it's a once a year festivity.
Well, you know, when I was an All-Star, Monday was the home run derby. Mm-hmm. Tuesday was the game. And then Wednesday usually was a practice.
Really?
And it wasn't always mandatory. Like the Padres said, you know, if you can come, that'd be great. Do something, but we'd like you to just show up. And
is there usually parties after the game? I feel like there's got to be like an All-Star.
Oh, there's usually parties Monday night, not so much Tuesday, but now Thursday is an off day. And then some teams only play on Wednesday. So really the All-Star break is now a 4-day thing where if you were an All-Star when I was playing, you never had a break. You didn't have a break.
Right.
You had one day off, and that one day off was a practice that usually not all of them were mandatory, but most of them were like, you know, it was like unofficially mandatory, mm-hmm. But guys would just, you know, and that's why like Jeter and Dustin Pedroia and some guys, they, you know, Albert Pujols, they'd be gone. You know, those guys went to like 8, 9, 10 All-Star games. They've done it. You know, it's just another thing to them. And they're like, I'm out of here. Where I was always wanted to be that player that a fan would love to watch. That's right. What I always told my kid. That's what I told my family. It's just one of those things, you know, and I just think they kind of get numb of it sometimes.
I'm sure, you know, you get paid a little bit extra to play in that game, right?
You get a bonus. Okay, so here's the other part. You get a bonus of $25,000 or $50,000. But I will tell you, you don't. Okay, so that's tax free. So you have to pay taxes on it. So you only probably get half of it. And you have to buy your own tickets. And you have to buy your own jerseys if your family wants jerseys or tickets, you have to buy them. And you have to buy those jerseys and you have to pay for them to come there and you have to pay for their hotel.
Not very accommodating.
So if you got like my first year, I got $25,000. I think I spent all of it just getting my mom and dad, my kids, my wife, and getting them hotel rooms, getting them jerseys. And then it's tradition. I don't know if they do it anymore because a lot of the old traditions are gone. If you go to the All-Star game, you bring back something from the All-Star and you give to your team, mm-hmm. like a ball, a shot glass, you know, a shirt, something to basically say, hey, thanks guys for helping me get here. So really you're buying all this and they have a little catalog, you know, so you can buy like
in bulk.
25 of them, 50 of them,
right?
Golf balls or whatever. And so you pretty much pay that bonus for the All-Star pays for all this.
So it's kind of just like a little per diem.
Yeah, but sometimes a lot of guys go above and beyond, and then it actually costs you some money to go to the All-Star game. Like I remember one year, I think it cost me $5,000 to go to the All-Star game here because it was my second one. It was Anaheim, and I wanted to do a little bit more for my team because I felt like, okay, I'm established. I'm making some money. I want to give some guys. Like when I pitched, I usually gave my catcher Rolex watches or Bell and Ross watches, like a really nice watch. Wow. Hey, thanks for catching me this year. Thanks for helping me get to the All-Star game.
What is your podcast co-host get?
Well, we'll see how we haven't kidding. Been a full year yet.
I'm kidding.
I'm not, but you haven't been a full year. But so then here's the other thing. So I think it's pretty cool how Albert Pujols and Mickey get, you know, a legend put in there, right?
Yep.
But here's the thing is the All-Star game, they always snub a bunch of guys. So why don't they have four guys that make the All-Star roster that go there, but you're on that like reserve roster. So you don't necessarily get to play unless the manager, he doesn't have to play you.
Right.
It should be the best position. And there's utility positions, you know, there's lefty specialists, and especially now since they're using setup guys and lefty specialists. And another part I don't like about the All-Star game is managers get to pick, and they usually they're just picking their own bullpen.
Yeah, probably. I don't think those Miggy and Albert Pujols are getting or taking away spots from guys. I think they're just honorary players, and I'm sure they'll get in a bat each. I do like that the MLB is definitely giving them a nice little send off. They're some of the greatest hitters of all time.
And Cal Ripken got that, and I love that. But if you can just do that, then you can definitely say, we're going to make, you know, a little bit more. Cause you're right now, you're already saying that every team has to be represented. And that's, I like that.
I don't like it.
Well, here's the thing. I like it because everybody's like there, but here's the other part.
Why would the Diamondbacks need someone to represent them this season? There's no one good on that team.
My point is, if you're going to have the fans vote, it's a popularity contest,
right?
The fans should not get the vote. They should have like their vote should count for like maybe 2/3 of the vote or 1/3 of the vote. Players should be another 1/3 and coaches should be another or writers to make the starting lineup. That's why so many guys get snubbed. They've already expanded the roster. So therefore every team gets to be represented there. And I like it because every team gets represented because it's an all-star. But if you're going to take away every team, then you got to take away the fans. Because I remember growing up and my favorite player, whoever it was, wasn't hitting well. And someone was so like, you know, I'll give you an example. Like one time I loved Will Clark and I was at an Angel game. And I remember getting the little punchy tab things, you know?
Yeah. The actual ballot itself,
the actual ballot, not online anymore. But Mark Grace or somebody else was having a stellar year. Wally Joyner wasn't hitting good that year. It's like Eric Hosmer, not hitting well, right? You know, hitting 270, 260, but another guy is hitting 300. I'm like, well, I got to give it to that guy. Mm-hmm. Not my guy. I got to give it to that guy because he has an all-star year.
But some guys give it to their guy because that's like their favorite player.
And that's the problem.
That's why Tatis was like, he finished 5th in voting for the fan vote. He didn't play the season because he
shouldn't have been. And here's the other part.
He should not have been on the ballot.
And then here's another problem with the All-Star thing is, if we have a regular season, when does the All-Star, when can you start voting? It's like May after the first 6 weeks of the season.
1 month in.
1 month, 6 weeks into the season. Hey, who's an All-Star? We don't know yet.
It should honestly be maybe at most 3 weeks before the game.
Exactly.
That's it. And just there's that small window. It's kind of just how it is with the presidential election.
You have 2 weeks to vote. You don't have 2 weeks to vote. That last week we find out, and then we vote for the one, you know, the four guys that almost didn't make it.
Exactly. You don't have 3 or 4 months to vote for the president.
Exactly. And that's so the All-Star game, my experience was great, but there's a lot of things that need to be cleaned up with the All-Star game. You know, in my eyes, it just needs to be.
That just goes back to the MLB needing to clean up in general. They just need a complete overhaul in their front offices. They need newer, fresher minds with innovative ideas. I would love to work for Major League Baseball and just revamp their entire structure of how they market to fans.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's like the government now. We just got a bunch of old people that they're making a lot of money. Major League Baseball, the old guys are making a lot of money. It's a cushy job. And they're like, no, I don't need people to come and tell me what to do because it might be better.
Right.
And they're going to pretend like it's better because like everything they do with the game, oh, we're just trying to speed up the game. How about making the game better? Making these all-star better? And then here's the other part is the home run derby. That was really fun to watch, but the old way of doing it, it took forever.
The 10 outs.
Yeah, 10 outs. And but you know what? Here's the thing is I like some of the things that they're doing. I don't like all of the antics they're doing.
I like the clock. I think the clock is cool.
I like the clock.
Get as many swings in as you can.
When they tried to do US against the world,
that sucked. That was terrible.
I could have told them that was horrible from the get-go. Just ask anybody. That would have been horrible. They had honestly, guys.
I've always liked the idea of having guys team up, right? Where they do teams where it's like maybe a veteran with like a young guy, let's get like a Juan Soto in there and like pair him up with Albert Pujols or something. I don't know. Like that'd be cool.
But how would you do it?
Any guy over 30 or any guy over 35 and then any guy under 35. I don't know.
You know what I thought would be really cool? There's two things. One, you could have the home run derby with a lot of guys, you know, each guy on each team or whatever. They have to take a BP round. Mm-hmm. You know, that Major League Baseball comes around or something like that. And you have like a little contest to get into the brackets, almost like the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight, go to the All-Star game.
Yeah,
cool. A little play-in. And then the other part, what I thought would have been hilarious is you take like the four best pitcher hitters mm-hmm. or a team just nominates somebody that this guy takes BP power.
You know, it would be also really fun and interesting is – and this would be, I mean, this is just because like I'm selfishly want to do it as a fan. You hold a contest, right, in each city and see if we can get a fan to team up with a player from each team.
That'd be kind of cool. Or even have, here's the thing, the championship round, a fan gets to throw the batting practice, but the fan had to go through a couple things to get, you can throw BP.
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool.
That would be cool. I think it'd be cool though to see fans hit. Right. Like not even the actual fences, maybe like bring in like a 300-foot fence or something.
Yeah. Really quick. So it's like halfway through the outfield.
Yep. Exactly. Kind of like how they have like the
whoever wins gets to win a car or something.
Yeah.
Like if you're a fan that's actually there.
All right. But you team up with your home runs get added in with the player that you're teaming up with. And so like each player has a fan with them.
Or
so
just reach your hand in and say, hey, I got Albert Pujols. I got
That'd be ridiculous. Well, Heath, thank you for sharing those stories on the All-Star Game. The All-Star Game is always a fun moment for Major League Baseball fans, the Home Run Derby as well. Pods fans, after the All-Star break, let's get some wins. Let's get this team back on track. We need it. Our boy Tatis comes back soon. Go Pods, baby. And best of luck.
Second half, get your head into it. Let's roll.
Best of luck to Manny Machado and Joe Musgrove.